With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says there will be no deal struck with Iran except unconditional surrender in response to the Iranian president's statement that some countries have begun mediation efforts to end the war. President Trump said Iran's surrender will be the only acceptable outcome. Colonel Robert McGinnis told the Salem Radio Network that in 1 week, the U.S. military has all but dismantled Iran's offensive capability.
Well, I think we've dismantled much of it, certainly most of the rocket missile launchers. Their navy is kaput. We've killed the vast majority of their top leadership. And, you know, I think we're starting after the second tier of leadership.
And President Trump appeared to rule out talks with Iran, absent its unconditional surrender. The first flight from Dubai to San Francisco since the outbreak of the Iran war landed at San Francisco International Airport last night. Among those on board, Jennifer Castor. She says that the group did get a call from House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It was the middle of the night. He mostly just said that they were aware we were here and we're going to discuss it in meetings. But we booked our own flights, basically.
Also on board, Kelly DeGarmu, who told KGO News that they feel they're a few of the lucky ones who were able to get out.
We were from a group with 63 people, and 59 of them are still there.
There's been a drop in U.S. retail sales.
The Commerce Department says retail sales dropped 0.2% in January, following a flat reading in December. Economists were expecting another flat reading. Consumers spent less in January at motor vehicle and auto parts dealerships and at gas stations. The Commerce Department says excluding those businesses, retail sales rose 0.3% in January.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down by 449 points. This is SRN News. Scandinavia appears to be returning to its pagan roots.
1,000 years ago, people in the region worshipped Odin and Thor. Now they're doing it again. In the Swedish town of Mokum, a pagan burial ground is being established. Money is also being raised for the construction of a pagan temple elsewhere. Christianity has been declining in Scandinavia faster than in other parts of Europe. Less than 3% of Danes attend church, and 15% of churchgoers in Sweden don't believe in Christ. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new report says Rhode Island Catholic priests sexually abused hundreds of children for decades, while church leaders minimized the scandal. Attorney General Peter Naroda released the report after a multi-year review. It finds at least 75 clergy had molested more than 300 victims dating back to 1950. The Attorney General says church officials agreed to hand over their records. This is SRN News. Well, it's that time of year again, daylight savings time, and a lot of people complain about it because it disrupts their lives.
Scott Yates with Lock the Clock says he got involved in the discussion for personal reasons.
Like so many people, I was just frustrated having to change the clocks twice a year. I didn't like losing an hour of sleep in the spring.
And says he's optimistic about getting rid of the time change.
It's a terrific bipartisan issue. Nobody's going to bicker about that part. So it's just a matter of getting it done.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
American employers unexpectedly cut 92,000 jobs last month, a sign that the labor market remains under some strain. The unemployment rate blipped up to 4.4%. The Labor Department reported today that hiring deteriorated from January when companies and nonprofits added a healthy 126,000 jobs. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.